Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
A bad summer for Jamichael Green just got a little bit worse. Plus, Kyrie Irving to the Grizzlies? Probably not, but we'll talk about it anyway. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into this edition of Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston. Happy to be with you here in the middle of this week as it is ridiculously hot where I happen to be. I don't know where you are, but it is 300 degrees outside. That's not hyperbole. I mean, it really is like that hot. I cook when I go outside, so I had to come in here to record this podcast for you. And we've got a few things to get to in the next little bit. Today's edition of Locked On Grizzlies brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. Also, our friends at Outdoors Inc. Great stuff, and appreciate all of our sponsors jumping on board and helping us bring you this podcast every single week, at least a couple times a week, maybe a little bit more. Now that things have slowed down, of course, this summer, you kind of have seen the way things have unfolded for the Grizzlies. Later on, we're going to get into kind of where the team looks right about now, roster-wise, where things are going, how the Grizzlies compare. You know, as we approach training camp, we'll start to get into some of that stuff. But there's still news to get to, and there's still discussions to be had. And we'll do all of that after I tell you about SeatGeek. SeatGeek is fabulous. SeatGeek is wonderful. SeatGeek is super, super convenient. Here's how it works. And believe me, I can tell you this because I've done it. You download the app. It's real simple. Download the app. Go to App Store, whatever, whether Android, iOS, doesn't matter. Download the app. Get it on your phone or your device. Find whatever event you want. You want to go to a concert? Cool. You want to go to a game? Great. No problem. Find that. Look for your seat. And look, literally look for it color-wise, color code. Look for that dark green. It's going to be a real easy indicator that that's a great price because they look across all of the market, the entire market. They do all that searching so you don't have to. And they guarantee that you're going to find the absolute best price that you can find. It's just that easy. So it saves you time, saves you money. And how about this? You use that promo code LONBA. That's LONBA. And you're going to save $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. That's super easy, right? LONBA saves you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. When you put it in the promo code, click that settings tab, look for the promo code button, enter it there, and you are set. It's SeatGeek. It's real, real easy. And heck, it's really, really useful. Put it on your phone. Use it every time you want to go to a concert or a show. It's SeatGeek. Again, check it out on the App Store. Use that promo code LONBA with SeatGeek to save $20 off your first purchase with SeatGeek. So this summer has been a little bit disastrous for Jamichael Green. You got to remember Jamichael's story. You know, Jamichael comes from a real tough kind of road to NBA, and I'm not going to say stardom, but NBA respectability and you know, starting role and being a solid NBA player. He definitely is that. And it was not easy for him to get there. He had to go through you know, a time with the Austin Toros of the D-League. He had to fight for his spot there. Then he got released, and he ends up with the Grizzlies. Again, he had to scrap and fight for his position with the Grizzlies. And then, lo and behold, after you know, 2 years or so, he gets the opportunity to really be a prominent player for the Grizzlies under David Fizdale. You know, David Fizdale really sees him as the, well, you know, at the time he called him the Draymond Green. I mean, it's a little exaggerated, but he definitely sees him as a versatile, good defensive player, good floor spacing, big potentially, all those things that are useful in the modern NBA. He embodies all that stuff. So great news for the Grizzlies, great news for David Fizdale, and they get Jamichael Green, but he was on such a cheap deal. You know, they got a lot of production out of the guy. He ended up playing, well, year before last, he played in more games than anybody else in that injury-plagued season. This year, he ends up starting 74 games. You know, he really has been a mainstay for the Grizzlies over the last year and a half or so. And he was making under $1 million. You know, he was making less than Wade Baldwin. He's making less than Jarrell Martin. Making less than almost everybody except for the rookie scale guys that they brought in, or guys like Tony Douglas, you know, who were in the second round guys, even were making more. Like Deontay Davis has a higher contract last year than Jermichael Green. He was making pretty much the lowest salary on the team. So he gets to the summer and he thinks, all right, restricted free agency. I'm out there. I'm on the market. Look at what happened in 2016. Money was flowing. It was a party. John Luehr's getting $40 million. Bismack Biyombo's getting 70 plus. Timofey Mozgov's getting $64 million. And I'm better than all those guys. So what am I going to get? He goes out to the market and nothing. Nothing happens. Not only does nothing happen, but the market begins to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink for bigs to the point now where it's just not there. Restricted free agency plus being a big in this tough market, that combination has been fatal for Jermichael Green's hopes of making lots of money. And it was struck a maybe devastating blow when Brooklyn announced that they had traded with Portland to get Allen Crabbe, the guy that ironically they had signed to the offer sheet last year in restricted free agency that was insanely overpriced. But, you know, that's Brooklyn for you. They wanted the guy then. They wanted him now. So they traded him into their cap space in order to help take a little bit of the luxury tax burden off of the Blazers and to try to get themselves another young player that they can deal with in a certain way. It was kind of the philosophy that we had that we had talked about here on the pod when I was mentioning that Brooklyn might be a landing spot for Jermichael because they need some way to get young talent, even if they have to overpay for it when they don't have their draft pick. And this was a way to do that. It wasn't exactly the direct way, but it was an indirect way to overpay for young talent. So in doing that, you can knock them off the board of teams that have significant cap space and could offer Jermichael Green a deal. This Jermichael Green race is not even, it's certainly not a race. It's not even a jog. At this point, it's two turtles chasing each other. It is a very light stroll through the woods right now because nobody is really all that interested right now in Jermichael Green, and certainly not for the money that had been talked about earlier in this process. Beyond that, there's really no one else. You know, Brooklyn was out there as kind of the get out of jail free card for somebody. But now that they're gone, there's really no one else that makes any sense. There's very few teams that even have cap space. Theoretically, Phoenix does, although yeah, that's sort of artificial right now because of how they're treating Alex Lynn, among others. And in truth, they really don't have any space to work with, and they're not gonna use it. Whatever space they could put together, they're not gonna use it for Jermichael Green. Chicago theoretically could do something, but again, they've got their own space big in Nikola Mirotic that they would likely be doing business with rather than Jermichael Green. Philly is out there with some numbers that they could probably put something together. But again, look at their bigs and look at what they've dealt with. And you tell me if they're going to go after Jermichael Green. Again, I don't see that as a likely outcome. So Atlanta could have been out there, but again, now they've gotten, you know, Dwayne Dedmon, another 27-year-old big that they're not really in the market for Jermichael. That means the Jermichael situation has just kind of dried up completely. I don't know now what recourse he has other than to go back to the table, tail firmly tucked between his legs, and try to work out a long-term deal with the Grizzlies without very much leverage at all. You know, the Grizzlies played this situation to perfection from their end. You know, from the other side of it, you know, I don't think the I don't know that Jermichael's agent helped things out much with the comments earlier in the process. Whether the Grizzlies did or did not make him an offer and the respect that may come from that. I mean, I get all that and I get the frustration, but the Grizzlies kind of had this one pretty much pegged, and they were going to wait, and they probably made that clear that they'd go out and get it. It's what the Jazz told Gordon Hayward, and he went out and got it. It's what lots of teams have told other free agents: go out and get it, and we'll deal with it then. And if you can't go get it, then, well, you know, you don't have much of a leg to stand on in negotiation. That's where Jermichael is right now. There's not really any other way for him to go out and get that money. For the Grizzlies, now the problem is going to be, you know, trying to make sure that you repair the relationship. You know, it's all well and good to get a guy on a value deal, but if you do that and you poison the well and you make things untenable with a guy that you need, that's not a great outcome either. You know, you could win the battle and lose the war, so to speak. So for the Grizzlies, now you need to try to build that relationship back up and make sure that whatever offer you get and whatever offer you give to Jermichael, he needs to be able to save some face. You know, you need to make sure that he feels like it's a win to some extent. It may not be what he was looking for. He's not going to get, you know, $12, $13, $14 million a year that maybe he could have done and probably would have done last year, but the market was so flat this year that wasn't going to happen. But he still needs to feel like he's got a win. Maybe you kick in an opportunity for a player option, you know, last year of the deal. Maybe you do a four-year deal with the fourth year as a player option. Maybe you you'll find a way to bump the money up a little bit. You know, it's no good to you know, just absolutely grind him to the bone and get some, you know, the cheapest possible deal when you've got a guy that's really unhappy with the way that process went, and, you know, that's not gonna serve you all that well. Make sure you can save some face is all I'm saying. So 4-year deal, $32 million, 4 and 36, something in that neighborhood. Somewhere between 7 and 9 million, I think that's the sweet spot. He could save a little face, make sure he still gets a nice, you know, payday. The Grizzlies can save money off of what they were going to pay, and hopefully you can come to some kind of a long-term deal. Because if not, if things get too dicey, if the negotiations get too tense, and Jermichael decides that he wants to play for the qualifying offer this year, remember, if he plays for the qualifying offer, then next offseason he's an unrestricted free agent. That may not necessarily go all that well for him, because there's not going to be a huge amount of cap space out there next year either. But if he gets frustrated with the negotiation and he just feels like he wants to bet on himself, maybe he has a huge year, something like that, I don't know, then that's a possibility. We've seen these restricted free agent battles come down to those sorts of things before. Greg Monroe, a guy that played on that qualifying offer. It has happened. It's not super common, but it has happened before. That's really the only recourse if Jermichael just gets so frustrated with how the process goes, or if his agent gets so frustrated that there's no other choice in their mind. I don't know that that's the wisest course of action, but it is a possibility. Bad week, though. Bad week for Jermichael. Bad summer for Jermichael. And I feel bad for the guy, because he really felt like this was going to be his payday. And if he wasn't a restricted free agent, maybe it would have been. You know, maybe he probably would have gotten a lot more action and a lot more offers out there. I don't know that he would have, you know, broken the bank or anything like that, but I think he would have gotten more offers at least. But that restricted free agent situation has really cooled off, and there were very few. Otto Porter really is the only one of any import who got that offer sheet. Look at Nerlens Noel, who's looking for, you know, somewhere in the order of $20 million a year from the Mavs. He's not getting offer sheets either, and he's in the same boat that Jermichael is. You know, where's that money coming from now? Those guys have played the situation as if it were 2016 when it's 2017, and the market is different. The situations are different. So keep an eye on that, but it would not surprise me again if the situation with Jermichael goes all the way into October before we see any kind of resolution. We're going to talk about the Kyrie Irving thing coming up here in just a moment. But first, Outdoors Inc. And I got to tell you, since 1974, they are the Memphis source. If you are in this area, and heck, they've even got a location in Jackson as well. If you are in Memphis, you got to go. If you haven't been, you got to go. I used to go to the location on Poplar, right there in East Memphis. It's a It's a classic. It's a legend. It's got it's the cool like house and the levels, the stairs. I always thought it was a really fun place to go because it's kind of got all these little nooks and crannies. It's not like the norm. It's not like a normal cookie cutter type store. Go there when you get a chance. Also, you're going to see that they've got you covered. Outdoor gear. You want outerwear. You know, I know it's hot, so you're probably not thinking about outerwear, but now's a good time to go ahead and get it because you can get it at a great value over at Outdoors Inc. with the brands that you know and the advice that only people that have been doing this for 40 plus years can give you. You want that outerwear? No problem. You want that footwear? No problem. You want shorts? They got you covered. You want swim gear? Boom. They got you covered. You want kayaking, canoeing, all that stuff? They got you taken care of. You're an outdoorsman? Wham. They got you taken care of. It's a great place to go, and it's a fun place to go. On top of that, you want to protect your eyes, you want to protect your face, you want to protect your gear, you want to protect your skin, all there. You need coolers, you need stuff to cool your body down, bam, they got you. I'm telling you, you are going to love it. You're going to walk in there and you're going to find things you weren't even thinking about that you need. Biking, boom, they got you. It's awesome. Outdoors Inc., can't stress it enough. Love the people over there and love that store. And they got 5 area locations plus the one in Jackson. So somewhere near you is Outdoors Inc. On top of that, you want to get a even more special deal. Go to OutdoorsInc.com. Use the promo code LO Grizzlies. That'll save you 10% off your order. Great deal. LO Grizzlies. That is the promo code, saves you 10% off your deal. And it really lets them know where you came from and that you love the pod and that you love doing business with them. So please check out Outdoors Inc. They are a great supporter of the pod. Great folks, great local people since 1974. Check them out and again online at OutdoorsInc.com. Well, I put the poll out over the weekend in the wake of the news that Kyrie Irving is looking for a trade, that he is sick of playing alongside LeBron. He's sick of being Robin. He wants to be Batman. Who doesn't want to be Batman? Sure, he's brooding, but he's rich. Lots of fun toys. I digress. Kyrie wants to be Batman. He's Robin. Could be part of the Justice League, I suppose, right? That's the Warriors, though. Warriors of the Justice League. Most teams are a Batman and Robin situation, and Kyrie's ready to be Batman. So he wants out, and he wants to go to, he put a list together, Spurs, Heat, Timberwolves, Knicks, but those lists, for a guy that's got 2 years left on his contract and all that, that doesn't matter. That's going to have no bearing on where he actually ends up going. You know, you're not, if you're Cleveland, you are deeply unhappy with the way this thing has gone, and you are going to send him wherever the hell you want, wherever you can get the best deal, and you're not going to really care, and why should you, what Kyrie Irving wants to do. So, with that in mind, I threw out a hypothetical that a lot of people responded to. And I was just kind of curious, because the deal actually does work. It would be NBA legal. Would you trade Mike Conley and Marc Gasol for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love? Simple enough. 2 for 2. Like I said, the money works, so there you go. Would you make that deal? Would you make that deal? And I phrased it in the way that was more like, who says no? Which team says no? Memphis, Cleveland, both, or neither? And out of 870 votes, just over 40% of you said that the Grizzlies would say no. So you thought the Grizzlies got the short end of the stick on that deal. Now, I would say, not that I think that deal is going to happen or anything like that, or any sort of deal similar. Maybe. I mean, stranger things have happened, I guess. But not to say that it's not the world's greatest deal. But think about where the Grizzlies are. And this is why I brought it up. The context of where the Grizzlies are and what they would be looking for. And I even heard, Bill Simmons on his pod throw out the Grizzlies as a wild card. So I know it's not the craziest thing in the world. Some people are doing some variation of Mike Conley and Marc Gasol for Kyrie and Tristan Thompson. I'm making it as simple as I can. Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving. I think besides, Mark would work well next to Tristan Thompson, so I think that's the way to go. Just makes it simple for everybody. If you look at the tea leaves and you look at the West and you look at what's happening so far, I just don't know that the Grizzlies are going to be able to compete at a particularly high level with the existing core. So I think shaking things up should always be an alternative and the right thing to do if needed. I think for the Grizzlies, you get younger. Do you get more flexible? Maybe. Depends on how you feel about Kyrie Irving's trade value down the line. I think his trade value, even next year, exceeds that of Mike Conley's, even bearing in mind the fact that we only have 1 year left on his deal. But because he would be in Memphis, part of the reason I think this is great, Memphis has never had a guy like him, never had a star of that magnitude. Kyrie Irving is a legit commercial star. He's not a superstar in terms of playing, but he is a superstar offensive player and a legit commercial ticket seller superstar guy. And there's never been that guy in Memphis. I think Kyrie in Memphis would have a real good chance of being a scoring champion. I think he would average well over 30 points a game. Because who else is going to score, and he would have the full green light to do that. Would the Grizzlies be able to defend? I don't know. Probably not. Kevin Love is not known for his defense. Kyrie, not known for his defense. You know, the Grizzlies' track record, no Tony Allen, all that stuff, you could see that fall off dramatically. But in my mind, you're going to struggle to make the playoffs anyway. So you almost get a free year to kind of reassess and to start to reconfigure your team on the fly. Find out what these young guys can do. Find out who's going to be able to play in the system. Plus, these guys would be much more in tune with David Fizdale's system. I think it's a much cleaner fit with some of the lineups that you'd be able to play. And obviously with, you know, Marc Gasol's, you know, somewhat on-again, off-again relationship with David Fizdale. So I would say that's my thought on it. Would Kyrie re-sign? I don't know. You have 2 years to make your case. If that's going to be your concern, then you're probably not going to trade for anybody, because how many guys are you going to get the opportunity to trade for that are going to be on a deal that's, you know, longer than 2 years? I mean, the way contracts are in the NBA, most guys now are not signing long deals. You know, there are a few 4-year deals, very few 5-year deals. Those are re-signs, and that's it. For the most part, you're seeing guys on shorter deals. So that's the 2 years left on the deal is about as good as you can do. I wouldn't think that you're going to be able to do much better. So that doesn't factor into it for me. I think for Cleveland's perspective, you know, they would have to absorb a lot more money, because that's about a $10 million bump up in their salary, which means that would cost them quite a bit more in luxury tax. But if they want to win now, and presumably with LeBron there and trying, I would think, to keep him after his contract is up this year, you're trying to win now and trying to give him a core. It would be hard to beat having Conley and Gasol locked up for 3 years each and an extra year for Conley. You know, that would be surety for LeBron going forward that he's going to have talent around him. And that group would still, to me, be the Eastern Conference favorites by a mile. I mean, Conley playing alongside J.R. Smith. Then you've got LeBron, Tristan Thompson, Marc Gasol, with the guys they could have shooting-wise off the bench, like Korver. I think that would be a really good team. Talented, can move the ball, would be a defensive force, potentially, if they play their cards right. So, yeah, for me, I think it makes sense for both sides. Yeah, by no means am I saying it's going to happen, but I think for both teams it makes sense, and for the Grizzlies especially, to have a guy that could sell tickets. Because as much as people talk about how they loved grit and grind and how they loved the era and all that, the truth is the seats weren't that full on a regular basis. I think Kyrie sells tickets, probably more so than anybody else the Grizzlies have ever had. That should matter, at least to the commercial side and to those guys in the business aspect. I don't know that it would matter to the front office, but to the extent that it would, that would be a positive for the deal. Think about it. Let me know. And again, I put that out there as a hypothetical. Thankfully, no one has picked that up as me like reporting, except for one guy who kind of freaked out. But thankfully, that guy had to calm him down a little bit. But let me know what you think, because I think you're going to have to start getting creative like this if you're the Grizzlies going forward, especially if things start to go a little bit sideways this year. Then all sorts of trade scenarios are going to start jumping out and being more and more relevant, and you're going to have to start thinking about those things down the line. Thank you guys for listening to Locked On Grizzlies. Thanks for being a part of the podcast. As always, thanks to our sponsors, SeatGeek and Outdoors Inc. And I love it when you guys get in touch, so please do so on Twitter. I am at Peter Edmiston. Please feel free to do that if you want to get in touch with me as well about advertising opportunities. That would be great too. Just fire off a tweet to me or a direct message to me. I am at Peter Edmiston. I would love to hear from you, and we'll make something happen, because it's a great way to reach a ton of great folks. The Locked On Podcast Network is growing strong, and we continue to really reach a lot of Grizzly fans out there and tons of folks. So if you want to get in touch with me, please do that, and we can make it happen for you. Again, our thanks to everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you later on in the week. You've been Locked On Grizzlies.